This is Assistive Tech, a research and development information program of the Georgia Radio Reading Service and the Georgia Tech Sonification Lab. I'm your host, Shai Shivers. Riley Winton is a fourth-year student at the Georgia Tech School of Psychology Sonification Lab. Winton is working on the Accessible Aquarium Project.
If you go to the aquarium and you're visually impaired or blind, you can't really get much out of it. I mean, everything's visual. You look at fish, you watch fish move, you read about fish, but currently it's not well catered to visually impaired persons. So with the Accessible Aquarium Project, we're trying to set up a whole system where we have computer vision, so a camera you set up and it watches the fish, and then we have all these computer algorithms that convert the fish movement from the camera into data that we can actually use, and then we're going to turn that into music.
He explains why using music is so important.
Is people can, you know, listen to what's going on in the tank and tell various things such as, you know, which direction this specific fish is moving, or bigger picture things like overall activity level in the tank, you know, which direction the most of the fish are moving, the mood of the tank, stuff like that.
Winton says now tech is working on making the project more interactive.
Children specifically, but anyone, can play along with the fish. I have a little window right here with a little aquarium background, and it's just temporary right now. You can see little fish swimming around and stuff. And we have our own little computer vision set up. So right now I'm holding this manta ray, and attached to it is this strange-looking figure. It's called a fiducial figure. And so right now my webcam on this laptop, so what it does is it looks for these figures, these fiducial figures, and it can actually track the movement of them. And then we're taking that data and playing it back as music. So if I hold this fish up, you can see how as I move the fish up and down, it's changing the notes of the music.
Ultimately, Winton says,
they would look at a computer screen that's next to the tank, the Ocean Voyager tank or the big tank. And on the computer screen, there would be a video feed coming live from the tank. And then they could also, you know, stand in front of the computer and harmonize with it, or, you know, make other fish, or however, you know, they want. It's very open-ended. We feel like it'll provide a lot of fun, interactive ways that visually impaired and people with intact vision can enjoy.
The Sonification Lab is an interdisciplinary research group based in the School of Psychology and the School of Interactive Computing at Georgia Tech. Under the direction of Professor Bruce Walker, the lab develops and evaluates auditory and multimedia interface incorporating human factors in the display of information. Thank you for joining us for this episode of Assistive Tech. I'm Shai Shiver for the Georgia Radio Reading Service, GARD.